read that one.
Chart of who is. No, not the Hooked Data Element chart.
I think I see what happened. Okay, let me see if I can find the original from the staff member who sent it to me.
Good evening, this is Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
If you look at the email that I sent accompanying the survey form, it had a breakdown of how the data worked, but the idea was that breakdown would be read in conjunction with the actual survey. So let me see if I can find the survey form that was actually sent to me where I got those numbers from.
Yeah, I mean, the breakdown makes it look like the work was clearly done, but
it ended up with
the wrong Excel spreadsheet sent out to the list, it seems like.
Right. Okay, let me do a find. I'm going to search on survey, but that's not going to do me any good.
Jordan, back on the call, we have Barbara. Amadeo has excused himself. Thomas from ALEC, Nicholas from IP, Tom Keller from Registrars, Kathy from Non-Commercials, Jordan from GTODs, or Jordan Chair.
Jordan as Chair, yes.
Jordan as Chair. And so we're missing business and
are joining.
GTLD.
Hi guys, this is Maggie Mansorkia.
Okay.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
So now we've got ISPs on too.
Okay, we're in pretty good shape right now, actually, so why don't we jump into this instead of hopefully Marilyn and David. Right, yep, exactly. Will join us at some point, but I think we got 6 out of 7 at this point. So why don't, just in terms of an agenda on this call, I wanted to discuss our data analysis efforts, which we've got, I think, a substantial amount of work done at this point, but I think we can talk about next steps. I think we've got a little bit more still to do. And then secondly, to discuss the constituency statements, of which we've had one from the non-constituency with the ALEC, and then just a brief discussion of next steps in terms of what we see as a process as we start to get the constituency statements in. Does anyone else have any other business they want to discuss on the call? Great. Okay, so let's dive right into the discussion of the data analysis. I see that we have seen posted to the list. Nicholas just resent Team 3's. This is basically a breakdown by each submission. Is that right, Nicholas?
Yeah, that's right. But I have the feeling that not everybody has received it. I just received a message from Thomas saying that he hadn't received the first mailing. So do you have it now, Thomas? Because I resent it 15 minutes ago.
Thomas?
Boy, talking with me or Thomas?
Thomas Rossler.
Because I didn't get it.
It's David. I didn't get it either.
Okay, well, we still need to get that distributed.
I did get the resend.
Yeah, so. I did get the resend as well, so.
Okay.
I'm still opening it, Nicholas, but I did get it. Thank you for resending.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, well, obviously we need to just make sure everyone gets a copy of that, but I think...
Brief question.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't respond earlier because I forgot I'm muted. Nicholas, is it possible that you send the material to just Team 3 and not to the entire task force?
Yeah, sure, I will do that, no problem. They were also They were also copied, but in the initial mail. But I can send it again to Team 3, no problem.
No, please send it to the entire task force. I think things only made it to Team 3.
Oh, you know what I think has happened so far? Because Kathy and I have received it, and...
So did I, Glenn.
Glenn has as well. But all of us were CC'd along with the task force. So my guess is the task force email distribution just hasn't gone through yet.
Okay. Anyway, I will resend it and hope that everyone gets it this time around. I'm sorry.
Actually,
Nicholas, how many files are you sending, zipped up? I mean, how many files are there total?
Basically, there's one file per comment, so that's 12. Plus, there's an additional one regarding the results of the previous WHOIS survey, and then there was a cover note, so it should be 14. Word documents, but they're quite short. It's not heavy stuff.
14 word documents. Okay.
14.
Thank you.
My God.
So we have that from Team 3. We have the chart sent out from the big Excel spreadsheet from Team 1, along with this morning Tom Keller sent out links to some additional materials.
Well, most of it is actually not additional. Some of them is just not mentioned, and I didn't bother picking that out, but most of it should be incorporated in the spreadsheet already.
Okay, great. But I think in the email on Friday, Team 1 mentioned they might want to make some additional changes to the spreadsheet. Is that still the case?
Yeah, we've gotten some new information. .fr got back and, you know, kind of gave us the information about what they publish and what they don't, so that needs to be added. A few little tweaks here and there.
Okay, so there's a little bit of revision there. I actually am still owing a revised WHOIS chart that includes some more CCTLD data. I did a bunch of research on that over the weekend, but I haven't had time to plug it into the chart. Thomas has forwarded from Team 2 the proxy, the anonymizing services. Steve Mattel has also put together a document. I don't know if it's been forwarded to... Has everyone seen that, or has that just gone to Team 2?
That only went to Team 2.
Yeah, okay, so we need to distribute that as well. But generally speaking, I think we're very, very close to having everyone sort of compile this data. I guess what I'd like to see is some thoughts about how we get this a little bit more aggregated in such a way that it's going to be... People aren't going to need to dig through 20 documents in order to see the results of the data analysis. So, anyone have thoughts on that?
Could each team put together an overview document?
Yeah, I mean, that's one approach that might make...
Or at least maybe just put it all into a single document.
Yeah, well, that becomes mechanical if each team has it into an overview document into a single document. I guess the question is, a couple of questions. One is, if each team compiles all of their work into a single document, do we need additional text to go along with this other than what we already have to explain... Actually, I see the Team 3 at least already has a decent introduction.
Yeah, but which has not been seen by other members. I basically put it together today following Casey's message.
Sure. Yeah, but I think if basically we had something like that, the introductory message and then the other messages compiled into into one sort of mega document, that might be a little bit easier for people to work with. In the long run. And then similar, Team 2, we actually have pretty disparate sets of data that we've analyzed or with different results, so we'll have to figure out how to put it into a centralized document. But it seems like we've still got a few more days of work before we're ready to publish this out, especially since the goal was, if we were going to vote today, to have everything in on Friday, which clearly we didn't quite get to, although I know that a lot of people work pretty hard to get things done by then. So
Well, let me ask, what's missing? This is Kathy, of course. In terms of the data that we're actually looking at,
mm-hmm.
all the files that have been sent out, what is missing from the basic data? What pieces are still out there that haven't been seen by the task force as a whole yet? Team one, I know we've gotten all our data out. It may not be all in one file, but it's all out.
Right. So the things that you're missing this very second there, I have to send out a revised, basically just a revised version of Thomas and Steve's Who Is chart that includes some ccTLD data as well as the gTLDs to include the inputs that we've had from various ccTLDs in terms of current practice.
Okay.
Steve Metalis has a document that describes the current practice of registrars and registries in terms of gaining consent and providing information to registrants. That's
right.
Just the one.
And in that regard, I just reposted the full survey that the ICANN staff did about the online practices regarding those.
Great. And that's the one other piece that we were waiting on was this was the full survey. So now that we have that, we just need to see how it affects either the work, probably just the work that Stephen Ellis has already done at this point.
I'm not entirely sure, actually, if Steve's work can go like as it is or needs revision. There was a follow-up from Tim Ruiz expressing deep confusion at the document on the Team 2 mailing list, and I think that was the last discussion on the particular document, so we may wish to review it in the subgroup before throwing it at the community at large.
Yeah, so I think that's the case. I think both, as I said, Tim Ruiz wanted to clarify some of the information contained on GoDaddy, and also there's a chance that in looking at the full survey that he'll want to revise some of that, the information based on that as well. So there's a little bit more to be done there. And Team 3, I guess, all your data is out now to the list. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
So...
Okay.
So it, probably within, a couple hours, we could have all the information posted to the list, but I think it's... at this point, with the exception, I haven't seen any concerns raised as to the content, but at this point, it's just the content's not a whole lot less overwhelming than sort of where we started with the raw materials. Well, that's not true, especially with regards to Team 1, since you guys had a huge body that you've compiled. But in some cases, it's probably still a little bit unwieldy, and I think what we need to do over the next few days is just get it a little bit more manageable. And that can be what we, elect to publish out as a task force.
But, Jordan, shouldn't the full task force have at least a little exchange of view on the report from each data analysis team? Thomas, for example, just mentioned concerns with the report from the second data analysis team. Shouldn't we have an exchange of views between the full task force on the three reports at some stage before it is published?
No, absolutely, 100% agreed, which is why, originally the idea was that we would be able to have that exchange of views today, and to the extent people have seen anything in the documents published so far or distributed to the task force so far that they have views they care to express, I think now is certainly an appropriate time to do that. But I think we just aren't quite – I think there's still some of the revisions we have to do in terms of, like, making introductions to the documents and compiling them may have effects that are not without material impact on them. So if for example, we take the work that Team 2's done and just sort of compile it into a centralized document with an introduction, the introduction text – may be something that's worthy of some discussion as well, would be my guess that is the case. So we probably can't, probably not quite ready to have the full scope of that conversation today would be my guess. But, has anyone seen anything in the content that's been published so far that raises points that they'd like to discuss right now? Because I'd rather the earlier we can deal with issues like that, the better off we are.
Well, Jordan, I have one point to raise when it comes to the spreadsheet of Team 1.
Sure.
It specifically regards the row which asks if the privacy law authority, the data protection authority of any country, has rendered an opinion on who is. And basically, when it comes to the EU member state, that question is answered yes, or for several countries, on the basis of their own national data protection authority's membership in the Article 29 Working Party, whose opinion of last year then quoted in a cell just under. And I think here there are three very important points to make, and the first one is that the Article 29 Working Party does not speak for the European Union. But anyway, that's not suggested in the spreadsheet, but it should be remembered. And nor does it speak for any member state data protection authority. It basically has an advisory status. It acts independently. And the bottom line of what I'm trying to say here is that I don't think it's accurate to say that any of the countries, of these countries, DPAs, that have rendered an opinion on who is. Well, let me put it another way. I would say that just because, remember, these national data protection authorities are members of the Article 29 Working Party doesn't mean that they have issued an opinion on who is. If all they have done is basically sign on to the Article 29 Working Party opinion that was issued last year. And that's true if the country in question is simply participating in the Working Party. See what I mean? So I think it's important to refer to the opinion of the Article 29 Working Party from last year on who is, absolutely. But it cannot be said that that the fact that there is an opinion from the Article 29 Working Party means that this member state has adopted an opinion on who is. I don't know if I made myself clear.
Yeah, I mean, I think I understand the point. Someone from Team 1 want to comment on that?
Sure, Kathy. And, you know, maybe this is better moved to a lower part of the spreadsheet, but first, in terms of the EU, as you can see, there's a whole different category for EU. Are you a member of the EU? That's farther down, and the numbers are a little screwed up here. I think somebody in Maggie's working with is going to kind of clean up the spreadsheet, somebody who's an expert at spreadsheet stuff. But in terms of the Article 29, what we've tried to be clear about the questions, and Nicholas, you know, help us clarify, but, you know, are you a member? Is there an existing opinion from the group? And then what's the link to it? And the fact, I mean, you know, I went to their website and, you know, we've got who's a member, and there is an opinion. And when we were in Rome, Giovanni Buttarelli, who was one of the principal authors of this paper, looked at us and said, not just 15 countries support it, but 25 countries support it, all of the incoming states. So I was, you know, we're just trying to reflect, are you a member? Is there an existing opinion that we're told to support it?
This is Barbara. I think what I heard Nicholas asking for clarification on in the document is that while there may be an opinion rendered at the moment, there isn't a legal finding. Like, there isn't, nobody has adopted this as their, I mean, unless you have specific instances, nobody has adopted this as their, you know, as their law regarding or as their practice regarding who is, that they've, you know, maybe participated in the formation of an opinion and would be willing to accept that opinion, but nobody has, in fact, made that opinion the standing practice, and that may need to be what's clarified.
Well, that would be pretty hard to figure out if you don't have a look at the law. of countries which are the signees of this paper. I think it's an opinion that expresses pretty good what the state signing on that paper, what the mindset of that people are and of that countries are. And I think that should be way enough to put it as an official opinion of that country, or to be seen as an official opinion of that country. They're not signing anything because they just like to sign something.
I don't think I quite agree with that statement. Basically, it's an important statement that has only an advisory statute, and it basically reflects the opinion of a group, which, in fact, maybe in this case, I don't know, you say it has been taken, the decision has been taken unanimously, but in principle, the decisions of the Article 29 Working Party are taken by simple majority, and whatever is adopted by the Article 29 Working Party reflects only the opinion of this body as such. It doesn't reflect the opinion of the national data protection authorities that it's constituted of.
Can you help me understanding the difference between the national authority, which is part of that body, and the opinion of the body?
You very often, for example, at EU level, have member states that basically would not agree with the position, but they basically consider that since it can be seen as only an advisory opinion or a simple non-binding recommendation, they don't get in the way of the adoption.
Okay.
They don't oppose it. And but still, they're very much conscious that the status of this opinion is only advisory. When it comes to really understanding the legal situation in the different member states, you have to look at what has been adopted by the data protection authorities in the member states.
So, Nicholas, do you have any concrete suggestions as to how we might, how you might suggest that, that the statement of the Article 29 group would be incorporated into the spreadsheet that?
I would create basically a separate column for the Article 29 Working Party and explain in this separate column what is included in the opinion, but not put it simply under each member state. I think the member states discussed in the spreadsheets are the UK, Spain, Italy, France, and I'm probably forgetting one that is also listed, but there should be a separate column just for the Article 29 Working Party.
Maybe, maybe it should be clearer what kinds of opinions are listed, like competent opinions on privacy regulations that apply in a particular member state. I think, Nicholas, you will agree that the Article 29 Working Party is certainly about one of the most competent bodies you can find when it comes to interpreting the European directive on data protection.
They're certainly competent, but when it comes to the interpretation of the directive, that would ultimately only be a task for the European Court of Justice. But for the moment, they haven't gone that far, but it's definitely a competent body, that's for sure. But it has to be understood what this body exactly is and who it represents.
Or can we not just mark it as an advisory statement of that group, which is joined or made out, made of out of the countries which are listed above?
Yeah, I think we could just put that it's a group that gathers the data protection commissioners of the 15 member states and that that it acts independently and that it has an advisory status.
So would it be good enough if it just make a footmark or footprint on that, you know, and then
sure, a footprint would be enough.
Sorry?
Okay, sure. So why don't we, so someone can, team one can, you know, make the appropriate annotations and to the spreadsheet in order to reflect that concern. I think that will help us move that forward next week. Does anyone else,
yeah,
or Nicholas, do you have any other thoughts on any of the work that we've seen so far?
No, except maybe with I'm being more specific here when it comes to the UK. I don't think an opinion that was issued by the UK Information Commissioner in November 2003, which basically refers to the second data protection directive. I don't think it has made it to the spreadsheet, but I can forward the link to this opinion.
Great, yeah, if you could forward that to Team One, that would probably be, or to the whole task force even, that would probably be helpful.
That would be great.
Kathy, you always also should have some more links for Poland in your email to add.
Some more links to Poland?
For .pl. It also goes into the spreadsheet.
Oh, because they submitted comments. It does look like something was deleted from there.
I'm sorry?
Say that again.
I forwarded a message from the Polish guy to you, also with additional information on what for the CCTLD row.
Oh, I did not receive that.
Okay, I will resend it.
Please resend. And then I'll resend it to the whole task force.
Okay.
To the whole team.
I can just send it to the whole team or to the whole task force, whatever. And the other thing I'm wondering about, should we add a pointer to the statement from the International Working Group on Data Protection on Telecommunications? That's another body, a rather informal thing, in fact, at least as far as I know, which consists of a lot of privacy commissioners and has also issued an opinion on who is.
Thomas, is this one of those comments that came into the last task force?
It is. There are actually two documents. There is the first document from 2000, and the second document that was submitted to the second task force, to the first task force, I'm sorry, in early 2003. January 2003, there was some transmission problems with that one. I can send links for that, too.
That would be great, or I'll look for them, and if I can't find them.
Oh, I can send it.
Okay, great.
Okay, any other thoughts?
Does anyone know if we have real-time captioning while we are collecting resources? Do we have real-time captioning from the Who Is workshop in Montreal?
I don't think we can.
I'm sorry?
There's only a video recording, an MP3 recording.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a pity, because otherwise I would have loved to add the speech by Diana Alonso Blas from the European Commission to the record.
Oh, we have there. We have her PowerPoint presentation.
Oh.
And as far, it is in the link list I sent around a couple of hours ago.
Okay.
We have, a couple of webcasts from that meeting, but we don't have, I don't think we had real-time captioning for that portion.
Okay. So it seems to me we've got a few tweaks here and there, plus at least for Team 2, we do need to definitely consolidate, I think, our work into something with a little bit more of a textual overview. And similarly, I guess Team 3 still needs to at least get some consensus around the introduction that Nicholas wrote, although it seems relatively straightforward to me, but it seems like just trying to think of timelines here, we could pursue one of two courses here. One is that we could try to. There's probably not a whole lot of additional work to do. My guess is it's probably reasonable to expect we might be able to do it in just a day or two and get it sort of resubmitted to the list. But do we want to hold off until next week to be able to have further in-person discussions, or do we want to try to get this approved on the list so we can get information published out to the community on the data analysis front? Does anyone have thoughts on that?
We are not going to incorporate the findings of all three task forces into one paper?
I think probably that is actually, to that end, I think that's inspired a new thought, which I'll suggest right now, which is perhaps what we should do is have each of the teams attempt to get their consolidated or summarized work out to the task force as a whole in the next couple of days, and then maybe near the end of this week we could have a group of volunteers who just maybe two or three people who are willing to put in a little bit of extra time to consolidate the work into a unified data analysis piece for the task force as a whole. And that group could maybe complete its work by the end of this week, and then on Monday we could have any additional discussions around that piece and vote to get it submitted to or published. Does that seem like a reasonable way forward?
Sounds good.
Okay, does anyone want to volunteer to be part of that little group to consolidate the work of the various teams?
This is Barbara. I'll go ahead and volunteer to be part of that.
I actually didn't understand you very well, Barbara. Could you repeat that?
Sorry, yes, I said that I'll go ahead and be part of that.
Great. Good to have staff support for such activities. Anyone else?
Well, I can certainly brainstorm people from X about this work.
Okay.
We're talking about just pulling all the data together?
Basically, just creating a nice presentation for all of the documents, you know, all of the various pieces that have been submitted by, like, hopefully each of the idea is that over the next day or two, each of the teams will make any revisions that we've discussed today and republish their stuff in a single document per team or something a little bit more user-friendly per team. And then this group will, near the end of this week, say, I don't know, Wednesday or Thursday, get together and just discuss how best to present the data in a consolidated way. So really it is just pulling in that it's not any additional analysis, but maybe, you know, writing an introductory few paragraphs to, you know, even bring together the various works of the various teams and relate them to one another and so on. But mostly it's just sort of getting everything and presenting it in a unified document. That didn't inspire you to want to sign on, Kathy?
Oh, okay. I will help.
Okay, great.
Is this what we call the interim report under the PDP?
This is not the interim report.
This is not the interim report.
No, the interim report will include policy recommendations.
Okay.
This is just data analysis.
Okay.
So I will also join that group, and then we'll strive to meet. I'll circulate by email, but maybe on Thursday morning. Does that work for you volunteers?
That's what?
Does Thursday morning Eastern time work for you, for the people that volunteered to help out with that effort?
No.
For a conference call?
Well, we could do it, I guess. I mean, it would be, I think, probably a little bit helpful to have a brief conference call to discuss, although we could probably do most of the work on list.
Wednesday, at least for me, is the only... Well, Wednesday is conference call free for me so far, so...
Yeah, Thursday is the GNSO call.
Oh, you're right, yeah. Okay, so maybe Wednesday sometime. That means that all the teams need to make sure that they resubmit all of their work.
Yeah, actually, Wednesday won't work for me because I have the other... I have one of the other who is workshop. I mean, who is task forces?
Okay, well, let's see. Let's start off seeing what we can do on list.
Well, why don't you propose a couple of times on the list, and those of us who can make that can make it.
Yep.
You know,
exactly.
Who can make that?
Yeah, we won't try to counter to everyone else's detriment right now. So.
Okay.
So with that in mind, I think so the idea is that, but next Monday we will be able to have any final substantive discussions and or publish the results of all the data collection and analysis in a unified document for the entire task force.
Correct. Okay, great. So we don't expect any other constituency reports until that time, is that correct?
Well, so that, let's segue into the second topic for on the agenda today is the constituency statements.
Okay.
Technically, they're due today. So in theory, I expected to get a whole bunch of them already. So, you know, can people just tell us where their constituencies are in terms of submitting a statement to the task force?
Jordan, the IPC one is circulating, and it should be mailed to the list quite quickly because I mean it's almost finalized.
Okay, great.
Well, the registrars haven't even really started having some kind of a. Putting together some kind of a statement. So we are, I guess a lot of people are thinking of it, but nobody really put pen to paper and wrote something up. So and that's true for all three task forces, not just ours. So I think we need a couple more days at least to put something together.
Okay, well, I know where the chair of the constituency sits. I think I might have to harass her a little bit in order to inspire some movement. The non-commercial?
We've been running a few days late with all the other task forces, so I think the same's going on here.
Okay. Have you submitted?
Probably midweek.
Have you submitted statements to the other task forces?
Yes, they're finally
okay.
in.
Well, that's promising.
At least I was told they were finally in.
Right, right. And Marilyn's not here. The registries? David?
I'm sorry, we don't have anything yet.
Do you have any ETA for us?
No, as a matter of fact, I don't.
Okay, later. Have the registries put together statements for any of the other task forces yet?
Draft only.
Okay. And the ALAC I saw, we actually have something from? And that is that intended to be the final version of the statement from the ALAC, Thomas?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. And I... Pardon?
I just said it's a puzzle of two pieces, so we have to basically keep the task force one deadline.
Yeah, sure.
Why you have it so early.
And the ISPs?
Oh, I would say the ISPs... I think a reasonable time is probably the end of the week.
Okay.
Are far behind in all of the task forces.
Yeah. It's
at least on this one, I will be drafting it, so I think ours will probably come in before anyone else does.
Wow, well, that's exciting, even though our deadline was later.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, that's great. I mean, it sounds like we're going to get a chunk of the constituency statements during the course of this week. I think with only one of them so far, it would be difficult to do a lot of policy making at this point in any case. So spending this week finalizing the data analysis is probably time well spent and not really cutting into what we're doing. So hopefully the idea will be that next week we'll be able to finalize the data analysis and begin having substantive dialogue about policy recommendations. So with that in mind, for those of you that are representing constituencies that don't yet, aren't near statements to the task force, you may want to encourage your constituencies to do that rapidly so that their opinions don't get excluded from the initial dialogue that we're likely to begin next week.
Pause here. One more point. I've dug around a little bit on the ICANN website. There is actually captioning from Alonzo Blanc.
Oh, yeah. Thomas, I just sent it to the list. I found the link and I sent it to the list.
Oh, okay. I didn't see your email, but I was just putting together an email to the list. Just wanted to announce that.
Yeah, no, I heard.
Yeah, I just got your email, Barbara, so... Okay, well, that's great. So that would be for Team 1 to take a look at as well. Is that correct, Thomas?
I'm sorry?
Would that be some additional an additional bit of data for
could
Team 1 to look at?
Yeah, could provide additional input to them.
Okay. Not that they haven't already had enough data to look at. Okay. So in terms of next steps, it seems like, you know, we've got, like I said, a little bit more to do. I encourage all of the teams, hopefully no later than tomorrow, to wrap up their analysis and get it submitted to the list so that this little group of consolidators can get its work done during the remainder of this week and get its result published by Friday. And then hopefully on Monday we'll be able to have substantive dialogue about the getting that published out as the work product of the data analysis phase of our work, and we'll have enough constituency statements to begin the policy-making phase of our work. Does anyone else have any thoughts on next steps or other plans?
Does anybody have the overall calendar in front of them? What's our next, like, deadline after this?
I will pull it up right now.
May 20th?
Let's take a look. The next, so the preliminary, no, it's sooner. The preliminary task force report currently is due on April 19th. And that would include initial policy recommendations.
So that's the interim report?
That's the interim
report. Well, yeah, that's the preliminary report is what it's called.
Right, the preliminary task force report. But so that is supposed to include our initial thoughts on policy recommendations, with the idea being that after that there's a public comment period, and then we refine those after the public comment period. So that gives us, if we meet, let me just look, I don't have a calendar in front of me. Obviously, we're still working on a fairly compressed time scale, because that gives us essentially 2 weeks of time to get some policy development work done. So once again, reiterating that if you are representing a constituency that's not yet producing or has not yet produced an initial constituency statement, time is of the essence, and your constituency is strongly advised to submit it as quickly as possible. So that, you know, we can work through it. You know, once again, we'll see how realistic it is to work through, you know, these time frames, and the other task forces are suffering from some of the same problems. But I think it's not completely unreasonable. I mean, we'll see how far our opinions diverge in terms of the initial constituency statements, but we may be able to have a few meetings and work up some initial recommendations that can be universally agreeable, and maybe have a follow-up call to deal with some of the more contentious issues as well. Any other thoughts or questions on the process?
The 19th is 3 weeks from now, not 2 weeks.
Right, it'll be 2 weeks from when we...
From next Monday.
We haven't had any policy discussions yet, though, so it'll only be 2 weeks from the start of the policy discussions. Okay, great. Any other business or thoughts on anything else that we haven't covered? Okay, great. Well, we will wrap this up then. Just like I said, each of the teams, please have a unified document to the list no later than tomorrow. And to those of you that volunteered to do some consolidation work, we'll work scheduled by email.
All right, talk to you all next week.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay, bye.
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 Bye.